Walker County's unemployment rate rose slightly in January. New labor figures show the county posted a 3.4% unemployment rate. That's up from 3.1% in December and also higher than January of last year. Statewide, Georgia's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady at 3.5%. It's about the same as January of 2025. Small increase in Walker County reflects typical seasonal changes following the holiday hiring period, while Georgia's overall job market remains stable. Chickamauga has a new mayor following weeks of controversy. Mayor Pro Tem Roy Evett Parrish IV was appointed mayor Wednesday night during a Chickamauga City Council meeting. This comes after the removal of former mayor Trey Deck amid sexual misconduct allegations. Deck resigned March the 20th after the council voted to remove him from office over multiple allegations of inappropriate behavior. The Lafayette Farmers Market returns April the 25th for the start of the 2026 season in downtown Lafayette. The market will be held every Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. through the end of August at the Market Pavilion in downtown Commons, featuring locally grown produce, baked goods, handmade items, food trucks, and live music. Organizers say the market draws about 1,200 shoppers each week and includes more than 50 full-time vendors. We've got more news coming up after this. The June Jam will not be returning to Fort Payne this year. The All-Star Country Music Festival, originally created by the legendary group Alabama, was rebooted back in 2023. It was expected to return this year after being paused last year due to a scheduling conflict with another festival. Organizers now say the event will not take place this year, but Fan Appreciation Week will still move forward. More details on that are expected soon. The City of Lafayette is now accepting vendor applications for the 2026 Freedom Festival, one of the community's most popular annual events. Organizers say craft and food vendors are encouraged to apply early as space is limited. The deadline to apply is June 18th at 5 p.m. and only complete submissions will be considered. Applications can be submitted online through the city's events page. Details on all of these stories are on our website. Check it out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.